Welcome back to JR Morning. The breaking news, of course, is that Dick Cheney has passed away. And for some reaction from someone who knows him is our friend of the show, Congressman, former Congressman Dave Trott. And he'll join us at 8:35 to talk about the life and legacy of Dick Cheney. Now, let's move to something that's a little lighter, and that is daylight saving time. And every time we fall back, everyone gets into this discussion of, why are we doing this? Should we do this? Like, when it's dark at 5:30, it is so depressing, Chris.
Agreed. And for us, for those of us with kids, it's like 2 weeks of trying to get them on a schedule. Every time they get settled in, you got to roll the clocks back, it seems like.
Right. And so then the national discussion begins. Should we do this? The discussion in our state also has been happening with Senator Albert calling for Michigan voters to decide if daylight saving time should be happening in our state. And he joins us now, Senator Thomas Albert. Hello.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Do you, like us, just get so depressed at this time of year when the clocks fall back?
Well, I have five kids, and I have twin girls that are about 4 and a half. So if you want to have some fun, you could watch us go to church on Sunday morning after we do the time change.
God bless you. So, you know, like I've been in television for a long time. We talked about it all the time, and there are always lawmakers who also sort of bring it up. Where are you when it comes to our state legislature and people being supportive of this?
Well, I think I've kind of put forward something a little different than we've done in the past. We've tried different runs of this. We've done compact. We've tried just putting legislation forward to stop the time change. But putting it back to the people to make the decision is, I think, the way to go. It's actually how we enacted doing the time change back in 1972. It was done through a ballot initiative. And actually, it had failed in 1968. There was about 2.8 million votes that were cast, and it failed by less than 500 votes. So this is something that's been very divisive, you know, for the last 53 years since it's been our policy. And I say it's time to let the people decide. If you look at the polling, it's pretty clear people don't like switching the clocks back and forth every year or twice a year.
I mean, even the president has weighed in on this. He likes to talk about winning issues. He says that this one is basically 50-50, that people like it one way or people like it the other, and that it's not something that they're interested in at the federal level. So do you find that that's the case here, that people just want to pick one and stick with it?
Yeah, I think it's overwhelmingly popular to stop moving the clocks, but where it gets you know, a little more tricky is which side of the fence do we land on? Mm-hmm. So from the state level, we only have one choice. So it makes it easier for me from a legislative perspective. It's, do you want to stay on standard time year round, or do you want to keep moving the clocks back and forth twice a year? That's the option we have based on what the federal law allows us to do.
Well, you know, for the other perspective, our Paul W. Smith has an opinion piece in the Detroit News published on the 2nd, 2 days ago, and he was out to dinner with people, and I guess he was telling them, I don't like it. But then this other person he was talking to says, I have kids. I don't like taking them to the school bus in the dark, you know, or they have to walk to the school bus in the dark. You have a bunch of kids, Senator Albert. Do you understand that point of view?
Yeah, and actually, we've done this before. In 1974, there was the energy crisis just going on. So there was actually a federal law that was passed to stay permanently on daylight savings time, so stay an hour ahead. And they moved the clocks ahead in January, and it was so miserable that within a couple of months, it was repealed, and we didn't do that again. So there's evidence to show we've gone through this. Human nature doesn't change. It gets just too dark for too long in the winter if you stayed on permanent daylight saving time. Mm.
So you've got states like Arizona, states like Hawaii, who that have opted out of daylight saving time because that's what federal law allows. Would you just be following the same standard here that they've set?
Yeah, it actually gets a little tricky because we have a sliver of the Upper Peninsula off onto the west side that's in the central time zone. And I think what we would have to do, and I've talked to the senator from up there, what we would probably have to do, federal law allows us to make decisions based on time zone. So for us that are in the eastern time zone, I think what we would need to do is we would stay on one, but we would stay just on standard time. But for those that are on central standard time, they would be able to move their clocks back and forth. Otherwise, they would be in this weird no man's land where they would be in a different time zone from both us and from the Eastern time zone and from Wisconsin. So that wouldn't really work. But that's something I think we could work out. I think that's kind of something a little smaller. It helps being on the edge of the time zone. It helps me on the edge of the Eastern time zone because then for part of the year we'd effectively be on the Central time zone. For the other part of the year would be on the Eastern. So it makes it a little easier being on the edge.
All right, Senator Albert, so you would like to get this on the ballot in 2026, right?
I would love to, yeah.
Where are you with that? Could it happen?
It could happen. I was pleasantly surprised. I offered this up for co-sponsorship on the Senate floor, and I had a good number of Democrats and Republicans who both signed up for it. So
All right.
it's not really a partisan issue. I don't know if you guys know Senator Jeff Irwin from the Ann Arbor area. I would say him and I are not aligned on a lot of issues, but I got up and I gave a speech about how I think we needed to do this. He got up right after me. I thought, oh boy, where's he going to go? And he goes, the senator from the West Michigan is right.
Wow. Wow. Okay. So a bipartisan issue. All right, cool. Senator Albert, we appreciate your time and good luck with your kids in the darkness at 5 o'clock.
right, thank you so much. Have a good day.
Chris, I know that people don't like it. It's what we're all talking about. And it's so hard for her to get back on her schedule. She's waking up so early.
I know. Yes, we're dealing with the same thing over here. We're like, guys, we got to go back to bed. They're like, it's daylight out. We're up. And I'm like, all right, here we go. Do you like this? 800-859-0957, 800-859-0WJR. Is this something that you are in favor of? Should we do away with daylight saving time, or should we just, you know, do with what we've been doing? You switch the clock back every couple of months, and then you live with it. I mean, we generally adjust, right? I mean, it might take a week or two, but then you adjust, then you move on with your everyday life.
Yeah, I mean, we make it work, don't we? Every time. And then back to Paul's piece, this person telling him, like, this means when we do it this way, we have all that light in the summer.
Sure. Yeah, and somebody just texted in from the 586 number. The time change is ignorance. You don't make 90% of the population miserable to benefit 10% of the population. Like they're saying school age kids, for example. And that's fine. Like, I understand that. But there are always going to be school. There are always going to be kids that have to ride the bus, that have to get up in the morning. There are always going to be people that have to get to work early, that have to walk in the dark, that may, you know, I mean, you can make that case for just about anything, I feel like.
Oh, we actually have someone on the line that wants to talk about this. I'm telling you, it's a hot button issue. We have Bonnie. Bonnie, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you, Jamie?
I'm fine, thank you. What do you think of all this?
Well, I tell you, I'm 66 years old, so I've raised two kids. I'm now raising a granddaughter, and I am all for standard time. It is what is right for the kids. And people think daylight saving time, we're saving an hour. No, you're not saving an hour. You're just switching it to the end of the day.
Right.
So, come on, people. Let's do what's right for the kids and not worry about the golfers. They got their weekends and they'll survive.
All right, Bonnie. That is Bonnie's point of view. She supports this ballot measure of Senator Albert. We can continue this conversation further on JR Morning. Stick with us.